So, Paula, last night, or early this morning, midnight, Eminem dropped his latest LP or album. You know,
is it an album? Is an album? Is it digital?
It's
is
digital.
It an album? Is it vinyl? What is it, Lloyd?
It's all of the above.
Really?
You know, I don't. Who knows?
He dropped something.
He dropped some new music last night.
He dropped some new music.
There you go. At midnight, and I scanned a little bit of it this morning when I came in, but I know somebody who's on the JR Live line who stayed up and listened to it and had to write a review about it. And I'm so happy he's up to talk to us this morning. Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I had to do the first listen all the way through just to grab everything, kind of, and then a second full listen while reading the lyrics along with it. So yeah, it's it was a late night.
So what do you think about this this one?
Eminem is obviously a great rapper, and he's got good beats behind him, and you know, he's still very, very, very capable. It just, you know, the themes and subject matter this time around maybe leaves a little bit to be desired. It's like, yeah, Eminem kind of going up against Gen Z and cancel culture. And those are just kind of like uninteresting topics.
Wow.
You know, Eminem, who's nearing 52, to, you know, it sounds a little bit like the cloud. I want more from my Eminem, and I don't really care what he thinks about quote unquote cancel culture. You know what I mean? And like, or trying to bait subjects, or trying to, you know, rile the feathers of certain groups. It just, a lot of it seems a little bit played out,
You struggled a little bit just now saying that it sounded like. Is that disappointment? It took you a moment to really get on a roll to say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to kind of bag this.
Yeah, you know, Paula, I'm trying to be reporter person talking about this content matter and trying to keep my own feelings out of it as much as possible. There's some relevancy here, of course, because Eminem is still a hugely important and influential figure in music. Personally, it's nothing that I might be going back to time and again. Do you understand?
Yeah,
yeah, I do. But let me ask you another question, because I am, sure, a woman of a certain age, and he's evolved. Like you said, he's in his 50s. And so there is, yeah, an evolution there. And so are you hearing it with younger ears? If he didn't evolve, if his message wasn't different, then I might say, well, yeah, that's a problem. Or is it just all about the music and the beat and the, you know?
No. I think he's done a really good job over the years of staying relevant and, you know, keeping his skills sharp. He has, you know, the Slim Shady character is this kind of say anything, do anything, poke and prod to get a reaction. And the things that he's doing in that guise on this album just seem kind of tired and dated. He goes after Christopher Reeve on maybe like a half dozen tracks on this record. Christopher Reeve has been dead for 20 years. This is something that was like funny to him a long time ago, and he's, you know, still doing that. And he's doing a lot of things. He's saying the R word because he can, or, you know, oh, aren't I rebellious because I'm saying the R word. It's just a lot of these things that as a culture we've moved past, and a lot of, you know, he has grown with the culture. And then I think that this is a regression back to some of these old tactics where he wants to get a rise out of you. In 2002, 2004, that stuff was kind of edgy. Here, it sounds very dated.
Adam, you know, his relationship with his daughter, Haley Jade, it's been a recurring theme in a lot of his music. How do you think his portrayal of that relationship has evolved over the years, particularly in that song, Temporary? Because that song was pretty deep.
Yeah, you know, that's the stuff on the album that is better and is more in his pocket. He's done... Every album, every other album has these, you know, a track or two for Haley. That's sweet. We see that stuff in real life. We know that he's a father. We know that he cares about his daughter. We saw him with her at her wedding. That stuff is meaningful. That stuff means a lot to his fans. And I think that that is the better aspect of what he does. The immature stuff that we all know that he's beyond and better than, that's the stuff that kind of drags it down. And I think that he wants to be this this edgy figure, and he doesn't have to do that anymore. It was okay if that's how he got in the door.
Yeah.
But nobody's looking for him to, you know, complain about being canceled. No one has canceled Eminem. he has not been canceled, and nobody's talking about canceling him. And it feels like he wants to be canceled, or he wants to be talked about like that. And that's not what's happening, because we've all grown with him. This is a regression.
You got a letter grade?
Subject matter.
Oops, sorry about that. You got a letter grade?
I don't. And if I were to, I think it would be somewhere in the C range.
Well, okay. Then you do.
Because we kind of put him on the spot back out of Vader.
Well, I don't, but then I think I would do.
Oh, you're putting me on the grills. I love this.
So, Adam, it's Friday. We got movies coming out as well. Robot Dreams. Talk about that.
Oh, my God. I love Robot Dreams. I think it's my favorite movie of the year so far. It would be between that and Challengers. This is just an extremely special movie. It is an animated movie about a dog and a robot who become friends. And this was nominated for Best Animated Feature at the Oscars this year because it has a small release in New York and L.A. at the end of the year. It's kind of just rolling out now. And even the theatrical release that it has now is very small. I think it's playing Sunday and Tuesday at a pair of theaters in the area. But if there's anything that's worth seeking out that I've talked about on the show before, it would be this movie. It's just an incredibly tender and sweet story about friendship and even love. And kind of how, you know, sometimes things don't work out in the end. Again, Robot Dreams, it's a dialogue-free film about a dog and a robot, and it just has so much to say about life. I just it transported me when I watched it, and I'm glad that I'm able to sing its praises here. It's just a really, really special film.
Sounds like that one gets an A+, but you're probably not giving grades.
That's definitely an A. I did consider going A+. I kept it to an A on that.
An A, okay.
Right. Talk about Long Legs.
Oh, Long Legs is a terrifying, extremely moody, extremely weird, extremely disturbing serial killer thriller starring Nicolas Cage as in his most disturbing incarnation. It's mainly about a young FBI agent. She's played by Micah Monroe. She's been in a bunch of like really edgy horror things over the years. She's on the tail of this Nicolas Cage serial killer. And, you know, it's got like vibes of Silence of the Lambs very much, a little bit Zodiac, a little bit Seven, and it's doing well because it has an extremely clever marketing plan that attracted a bunch of weirdos like myself to the movies last night. It was a sold out theater on a Thursday night. Long Legs, very disturbing, very weird, and very freaky, which to me is all good things. Big thumbs up on that one.
Okay, thanks for qualifying that. And the grade you would give that one?
I'm under the B+, A- tip on that one.
Okay.
I haven't nailed it down yet.
A couple more real quick. Despicable Me 4?
I haven't seen Despicable Me 4. It screened when I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
I was up north that week, and I was I'm a little bit past my Despicable Me years, but I've heard that's really good. We had one of our interns reviewed it for us at the news, and she gave it a B-.
And I got to ask you about this next, the Netflix Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. Have you seen that, and what do you think about it?
I have. Did you watch it?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was better than 3, I can tell you that, because 3 was was horrible at Wonder World or wherever the heck it was. It was bad.
3 hit historic lows. This one's fun. I thought that it did the right things to kind of bring the character back, to kind of make him feel fresh and just kind of play the hits. It was basically like the first movie redone in a way that was clever, maybe not clever, but just like familiar.
Yes.
And it worked. I thought that it did the things that it needed to do. It checked the right boxes. I had fun with that one.
Okay.
And I was able to see that one in the theater. I think it plays well with an audience. better than maybe it does on Netflix at home.
You know, I would agree with that, Adam. I would have rather seen that at the movie theater.
You know what? I was able to in a packed theater, and when you're around other people who are laughing, it makes you laugh as well. It makes you enjoy things better. When you can get antsy on your couch, and especially for a movie like that, that's a big audience movie. You want to see it with an audience, and I think that the numbers that it's done on Netflix have shown that people wanted this movie and they're interested, especially locally. It would have been nice had there been more chances to see it in the theater with others.
All right. Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Have a wonderful weekend, sir, and see you at the movies.
Great fun. That was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. Great to see you.
Paula, thanks for grilling me. That was fun. Let's do it again.
You're welcome.
You're great. Thank you.
See you, Adam.